Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we try to answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. Just podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or mental health professional as needed. And that also goes for the two of us.
That we like to get support from mental health professionals?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Shout out to my therapist.
Yeah. Hey, Kate's therapist.
I still secretly hope she listens to this podcast.
Yeah, and if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And everything we talk about is on our website, forever35podcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, Instagram at forever35podcast, and you can join our Facebook group where the password is serums, and you can join our sister podcast, G-Thanks Just Bought It, its Facebook group, which is just under G-Thanks.
That it is. Kate, You have a new hobby. Let's talk about it.
Okay, I found a game, everybody. I found a game that you might connect with and that might provide you with just a little bit of self-care and mental relaxation. And that
are
game,
you talking to you, the audience, or you as in me? Or both?
Well, I've already checked in with you about this.
You have. It's true.
So I'm speaking to the audience because, you know, we've been talking about, you know, I think you and I both found solace in like digital video games and stuff over this quarantine. And
yes,
we talked about the New York Times crossword and other crossword,
yes,
apps.
Yes.
We talked about other games that we like. And
yes,
I have found one that I really enjoy, and it's on the New York Times app. So you do need to be, I believe you need to be a New York Times subscriber, but not a subscriber to the New York Times crossword app, just a subscriber to the newspaper app. And they have a game called Tiles.
Uh-huh.
It is like a matching game. It's just so calm. And they have a mode called Zen mode, where you can just keep playing forever.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of stumbled upon this the other day in checking the Times. And it was like, play our game Tiles. And I thought maybe it was like a word game. So I clicked on it. And then I just saw these boxes with beautiful images in it. And I was like, oh, what is this? But it's so self-explanatory. Like, it's so clear. You just have to match the shapes in the boxes. And I fucking love it. I love Tiles.
That sounds delightful.
And it requires no thinking. So it's like, this, like, you can kind of get into a Zen mode.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I asked you, I said, Dori, do you play Tiles?
And I said, no, I do not.
No.
Not because I don't like consciously not play. I just haven't played.
I just opened it right now and it's a very, very hard shape. So this one feels a little overwhelming. Will you be offended if I play tiles through the recording of this podcast?
Listen, I think the question is, will our audience be offended?
As you should. I have closed tiles. I'm not going to play a game through the recording. But I just really liked it. So I wanted to recommend it in case anyone is kind of looking for something that is, it's easy on the eyes. It doesn't have a lot of like busy stuff happening on the screen, mm-hmm, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. And I just was kind of able, I've been able to kind of just like, you know, let's be honest, sit on the toilet. Like I'll pee. What I do is I go to the bathroom and then I pee and then I sit on the toilet for an additional 10 minutes looking at my phone. Right. Mm. We all do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure that's not just me. So, you know, tiles is a great toilet game. It's a great like kind of bedtime game because I mean, look, I know you shouldn't be looking at your phone before bed, but look, we're in a pandemic.
I mean,
so I'm enjoying the crossword, but like I can get through Monday and Tuesday and then I'm like,
yeah,
this is too much work. But tiles, tiles is no work.
Tiles is no work.
I mean, it is. You do have to work hard. But anyway, look, I sound really dorky, but anything that just brings me like a little bit of pleasure and also a mental break.
Yes.
God, I will take it. Like, thank you, New York Times app.
Yeah. Hey, this sounds great.
Well, it's a little brain. It's a braincation.
Okay.
Do you know what a braincation is, Story?
Like a vacation from your brain?
I think it's more like a vacation for my brain.
Oh, okay.
My brain is vacationing in tiles.
Great.
Can you tell today I had a real like awakening where I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen Dory for six, like we've been at this for 6 months.
We have been at this for 6 months.
You and I have not seen each other in 6 months. Like that is a freaking long time.
I know, it's really wild.
And I know we could go and like see each other and shout at each other from 10 feet away. It's just like our lives, because they are filled with humans at home right now, they're busy and you don't really ever leave the house. So
yeah.
And we're able to work remotely from each other and you're in the middle of book revision.
Yes.
Mania. Anyway, I just had this epiphany, not epiphany, but just like a You know, every once in a while, like it really smacks you in the face, just kind of how weird this has all been. Anyway, that leads me to asking you, how are you feeling over there, friend who I have not seen in 6 months?
You know, I'm feeling, I'm feeling like I'm sort of just like living in a daze because I'm really frantically working on my book right now.
Yeah.
And I started fantasizing about a vacation.
Ugh.
Cause I haven't left my house in six. I mean, I've left my house, but I haven't left the city for 6 months. I haven't gone anywhere. I've slept in my bed every night for 6 months, which I know a lot of other people have too. But you know, normally I would say in the summer we would have like gone away for a little bit, at least gotten out and seen family and relaxed. And we didn't get that this year, which is fine. A lot of people have had to deal with a lot worse things than not going on vacation. But today, I just sort of like started allowing myself to fantasize about a vacation, not plan a vacation, because I don't think that's in the cards, but just fantasize about a vacation. And there's something kind of comforting about just fantasizing about a vacation, because also like if I were planning a vacation, it would be like on a budget and, you know, I wouldn't be going on my fantasy vacation. I'd be going on a vacation.
Right.
But it wouldn't be my right, fantasy. Like,
totally. A fantasy vacation is different than a real vacation, than an actual
exactly.
vacation. Unless you're, you know, Selena Gomez. I don't know why I picked her, but you know.
Yes, unless I was Selena Gomez.
Who has a skincare line coming out, by the way.
She does. Is it skincare or makeup?
I believe it is skincare.
It's skincare. Okay.
But I don't know.
You know, Addison Rae also has.
No.
She has, I think it's makeup.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
Addison Rae has a makeup line called Item.
Addison Rae is a TikTok star, everybody, in case you are not ticking and talking. No, I'm sorry. Selena Gomez, it's cosmetics.
Okay, so it is cosmetics. Makeup.
Yes, it's makeup. It's called Rare Beauty.
I thought I saw something about that lurking about.
I'll try her
anyway.
I'll come into that. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Tangent. Take us on your vacation. Are we?
What doesn't actually? I was like, you know what? Doesn't matter. I don't have a fantasy locale in mind. Actually.
Okay.
But I'm picturing just like a very luxurious hotel with a pool, a gorgeous pool, where I'm just lying by the pool in a chaise.
It's not crowded.
It's not crowded. Maybe I even have my own cabana.
Right. You've paid for the cabana.
Or just like one of those big, one of those beds that's like in the pool area. Someone is bringing me frozen drinks. Like I have a pina colada maybe. Or like a daiquiri. Just something like delicious and sweet and frozen.
Mm-hmm. I'm drinking a Mai Tai.
Yep. Right now, okay. You're drinking a Mai Tai. I have like a big floppy hat on.
Of course. You're fully suited in sun
I'm
protection.
Fully suited. I have so much sunscreen on. This is part of my fantasy.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
This hotel obviously has an amazing spa where I can go massage. I get into like their hot tub. There's probably like a steam room situation, sauna.
Everything smells like eucalyptus.
Yes. They have really good spa snacks.
Oh, a good bowl of nuts.
Yeah.
They've got some tea. Cold face towels for when you get out of the tub.
Yes. I like that you're coming on this journey with me.
Oh my God, I'm in the room next door at this hotel.
Oh, thank God. So I have this like amazing, luxurious, relaxing spa day and pool day. And then I go back to my room and I just get to like lie on the really comfy king size bed and like watch some TV. And then I sort of like slowly get up and get ready and go down to the hotel bar.
I have my eyes closed. I'm like fully immersed. Letting myself fantasize about this.
Oh my God.
I'm sitting here with my eyes closed. Okay, I'm here.
Mm. Okay, I'm at the hotel bar. I'm ordering like a really nice glass of wine.
I love it.
And the bar overlooks like the ocean. The bartender is obviously super hot.
So hot.
Like really hot.
Friendly.
And really nice. Really, really sweet bartender.
Bartender's a really good person.
He's a really good person. He really cares about me. Where's my husband in this fantasy? I don't know.
Who knows? Where are the kids? They're at another hotel.
Who cares?
Who knows? It doesn't matter.
Kate's in the room next door. That's all I need.
Oh my God. I'm at the other bar. I would add to this fantasy a paperback book that's like really creased and like,
oh, totally.
It gets like wet at the pool. So it gets that kind of like bubbled, you know, that feeling when you bring a book on vacation.
Yes. Ugh. Yes. So then I'm going to get some bar snacks, of course. Cause like
potato skins,
maybe not potato skins, but maybe like some fries. I love fries at a bar. And a little ramekin of ketchup and another little ramekin of mayo. And maybe the fries have rosemary on them.
Oh, okay.
I love rosemary fries. Not truffle fries. I don't think I'm in the mood for truffle fries tonight.
I think we've been describing this fantasy for like a minimum of 5 minutes.
Like, I'm not done. So then the next morning, so I have this, I don't get wasted, of course. I just have like a couple glasses of wine. I'm feeling like really buzzed and just, I just feel nice, you know? Mm-hmm. And I walk back to my room slowly, dreamily, just kind of thinking about what a lovely vacation I'm having. And then I get back to my room, get back under the covers, watch some more trashy TV. And then I fall asleep and then I get to sleep in. And then I get to have room service breakfast in bed. Maybe like some French toast.
Mm-hmm. With whipped cream and a big pitcher. I know you wouldn't have coffee, but I would have a big pitcher of coffee.
Mm-hmm. You'd have like a big French press carafe of coffee.
Yeah, the big metal thing.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be reading the newspaper. Maybe I'd be doing the crossword in pen.
Oh, and I'd be doing tiles.
Yes.
And Selena Gomez would be in the room next door.
Oh, yes. And then I think I'd be like, what a gorgeous day. Because, of course, the weather is perfect. I think I'm going to go on a hike.
Okay, I'd stay home, but you can do what you want to do.
A leisurely hike. And then when I get home, I mean, home, back to the hotel, I'm going to take a nice long bath in the huge bathtub.
And this hotel has luxury products in the bathroom.
Oh, the most luxurious, ultra luxury.
And nobody minds, like they notice that you're taking them and they still restock them.
Totally. They're like, take more. We love when our guests take the toiletries. And then the general manager comes by and they're like, we'd love for you to stay an extra 3 nights. And I'm like, oh, that sounds so nice. Thank you. So I just do it all over again. There we go. That's my vacation fantasy.
That was like truly titillating.
I'm so glad you were able to come and like get away from the kids and, you know,
it was a really great trip. I'm glad we did that.
Yeah.
Thank you for including me, but also recognizing that we each need our own space and like we didn't have to interact, but we
were totally. But like when I see you wandering the grounds, I just give you a little nod.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, what's up? Maybe I leave you a note under your door. Just be like, hope you're having a nice trip. Or would that be creepy?
No, I'm going to send you some chocolate covered strawberries to your room.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
You're welcome. No problem.
Thank you. I'm going to send you some champagne.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. We need to take a serious ad break.
But like, honestly, don't you feel a little better just like talking that through?
I legitimately almost feel like I had those experiences. That's why my eyes were closed. I could truly see it.
Yeah. I should do more visualizations.
You should. You should honestly make that into a recording.
Okay.
Because you know what awaits me inside my house, the reality is a lot of plates covered in refried beans that I'm going to have to watch when I'm done recording this podcast. So,
but instead it could be like, now you're opening the door to the spa. And as you walk in, you're greeted with the scent of eucalyptus.
They have spa shoes in my very large shoe size, so I don't have to wear
flip-flops. And they have a robe in tall, so you don't have a robe that like comes up to your knees. See, I've thought of everything.
You've thought everything. Dory's Hotel.
Dory's Hotel. That's the name of it. Dory's Hotel.
I'm sure the Calm app would let you record this as one of their meditations.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, you should pitch that.
Well, should we take a break?
Oh, yes. Let's cool off.
Okay. Okay. Good idea. Be right back.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click Get Started, and then use our code FOREVER35 at sign up, and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college? When I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress.
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With honey love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they manage to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Well, Dory, I hate to bring us back down to reality, but let's talk about budgeting.
Oh, you're always bringing us back to reality, Kate.
We got so many people who responded to your index card budget.
Well, I'm glad it was relatable.
It was. Here was one text we received. I loved this. As a Virgo, I loved hearing Dory chat about her budget index card and the need to purge and organize. Virgo season began on August 23rd. So Dory, don't be too hard on yourself not having control over dealings with your book. Just enjoy the relief that comes with the accomplishment of finishing a task.
Amen.
What is being a Virgo like? You love to finish tasks?
I think you're very organized.
Ugh.
You're very goal-oriented. But you know, I'm a Taurus, and Tauruses are very into earthly delights.
Like what? Like
spas? Fantasizing about vacation.
You just want to keep this fantasy going, don't you?
I do. Thank you, Virgo. I appreciate that. And you know, even as a Taurus, I also get a nice sense of accomplishment when I finish a task. So yes, I completely agree.
Here was another text. OMG, Dory, you talking about budgeting gave me my daily dose of reason to live juice. A year ago, I was so fed up with feeling like I'm drowning in debt.
What do you think is in that juice? Do you think it's like... Well, sorry, definitely, okay, I'll stop.
No, it's not. I think it's served by the really nice, hot, kind bartender.
Oh, yes, Dory's resurfaces. Hotel. And he's like, I also make juice.
I also make reason to live juice. You're like, what's in it? Don't worry.
When people
about it.
Are like, when did Forever 35 go off the rails? People will like point to this episode.
This is pure the 6 month quarantine episode.
Yes.
We've really lost it.
We finally cracked.
I mean, okay. Sorry. It's possible. No,
please proceed.
Okay. So this listener says, a year ago, I was so fed up with feeling like I'm drowning in debt, making quote good money, but having nothing to show for it. Between Dave Ramsey, Jordan Page, and every other influencer out there, there's so much information about how to be better at spending and paying down debt that it can seem overwhelming. But doing just as Dory did, writing down literally every amount I spend, was exactly what worked for me and how I got started. Now, a year later, I actually have a decent savings, have paid off 2 credit cards while being able to pay cash for several big car maintenance items, and am full steam ahead on my other debts. Comparing what is leaving the bank account versus what is coming in, all written out on paper or in an Excel spreadsheet, is terrifyingly adult and not easy for anybody. Way to go. You've got this. With love and reason to live juice.
Okay, this is making me think that I should also become a financial guru. And my secret program will be writing everything down on an index card.
Can you imagine, like, people pay $100 for your program, and then the program is just index cards?
But it'll be branded index cards.
Oh, that would be cool. Now, what is reason to live juice?
I think it's just, you know, a figure of speech.
I've never heard that before. Okay.
I haven't either. Maybe this listener made it up.
Well, all right. Well,
although I did have some at Dory's Hotel.
Oh,
so.
My God.
All right. So we have a voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Leia. I'm a huge fan of your podcast, and I actually had to pause the pod because I got so excited I had to call you. When Dory, you were talking about budgeting and using an index card to write everything down and how Mint was too passive for you. So I have the exact same problem. And a few years ago, somebody turned me on to this computer program called You Need a Budget. And they have an app now too, and it's called YNAB, YNAB. And it has totally changed the way that I view my personal finances and how I budget, because it is just the opposite of passive. It's a really active system, and it usually takes a little bit of time to get used to it. I've actually turned a few of my friends on to the program, but everybody loves it. It's just like, once you get into it, I can't even believe I'm saying it, but it turns personal finance into fun. And I know I sound like a huge dork, but I would highly recommend it. I love it. It's a great program. And that's it. Love the pod. Talk to you later. Bye.
So I feel like I know a lot of people who use You Need a Budget, and it comes up all the time in like Forever 35 Money and various other personal finance groups that I've been a member of.
Have you ever looked at it? We use Mint, and that's just always worked for us. So I've never seen a budget.
I have not, not for any like real reason, but yeah, I have not.
Great rec for somebody who might need a little push.
Yeah, totally. Thank you for that, Leia.
Yeah.
Shall I read this next email?
Yes, this is changing gears a little bit here.
Okay. Longtime listener, first time emailer here. You two have always been an inspiration to me, definitely to my skincare routine, because you introduced me to good genes. And for that, I will be forever grateful. But I'm writing today to ask for your advice on another inspirational aspect of your lovely selves, your writerly ways. I'm a, quote, professional writer in a way. I'm a user experience writer for a tech company. But I want to build a creative writing practice and eventually write a book. I've started with probably the most important step, just start writing something. But are there any practices, books, Skillshare classes, etc. that you would recommend? Any tips or advice would be so helpful. And Kate, if you're still searching for a mega moisturizer, have you tried the Tata Harper Reparative Moisturizer?
I have. Thanks for asking.
And?
That's fine. I liked it fine.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was the... It didn't feel as I want like a thick ass.
I know what you mean.
Like, yeah, a heavy duty. It was a lot. I felt
the
like Tata
Harper's
lovely,
very smooth. Yes, it's lovely. Yeah,
it's a lovely daily moisturizer for sure. So listener, thank you one for the kind words. You are a writer, not a writer in a way. You're a writer, period. I mean, anyone is a writer who writes, but like, I don't like to feel like you're talking yourself down here.
Totally.
So how to build a creative writing practice and write a book. I would say, Dory, and chime in here, that this person's doing, like, you're just writing as the thing.
Yes.
I have benefited from some writing classes and workshops personally, and I think if that's of interest to you, definitely seek it out. It can be very helpful to just have like some structure. And also I think having people to share your work with and get feedback on your work is really, really helpful.
I agree with that. But a book that might be helpful, and I know we've talked about this book on the podcast before, but you might look into The Artist's Way.
Yeah.
Which is like kind of a structured program that will get you writing. And I think will also help you kind of unpack any writing blocks you have and like why you have them.
Yeah. And I also like, you know, like structure books that advise on structure. Like I've read The Plot Whisperer and I've read like the Save the Cat Writes a Novel book. And I think and also obviously like Bird by Bird, Stephen King's book on writing, like any book about, like, you're not going to do yourself any harm reading about writing. You like that one about script writing by Thomas Lennon and Joe Latrulli? No, not Joe Latrullio. Do you remember that book you recommended to me a while ago?
Yeah, but did I actually read it? I don't remember. I truly don't remember. Did I read it?
I'm pretty sure you did.
I don't remember. I really don't remember. Anyway,
I'll link to, you know, I write like women's fiction, contemporary romantic comedy stuff. And I took a class with a woman here in LA, and she works under something called the Romance Writing Academy. So if anyone's interested in that, I think it was really helpful. But yeah, I think just write. It sucks, but writing, but having someone to work with, like having a critique partner or a writing group, finding a local writing group or joining the Forever 35 Writers Facebook group. Like there's so many ways. I think having a community is really helpful because writing into the void is so isolating and you just feel like your work is garbage when it's really not. So
totally.
All right.
That's very good advice.
Yeah. Any other writers who want to chime in?
Please do. Chime away.
All right, let's take another break, Dory.
Let's do it.
Back. It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Oh. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
All right, we are back. And we have another text, a rather long one. I will read it.
Yes, take
Hi
it
there.
Away.
Thank you. Just listen to the episode with the listener who was at capacity with her friend's relationship struggles. I think your advice was spot on and wanted to validate that and offer the perspective from the other side. Several years ago, I was the friend with the heavy relationship problems and leaned on my best friend in countless ways. As the issues dragged on for months, our conversations consisted of me talking in circles and trying to convince her that my relationship could be good. She ran out of steam. She gave me the diplomatic speech that you suggested, owning her feelings and letting me know what kind of communication she could handle, that she supported me but couldn't be there for all of it. I think being specific about boundaries is important for both sides. Kate is right. It stung really bad, especially during the difficult time I was having. I think the listener should be prepared for her friend to react negatively. However, this is not a reason to not do it. When I have trouble setting boundaries and wanting to be the fixer, my therapist reminds me that I'm denying the individual of the lesson they need to be learning in that moment. I'm grateful my friend set this limit. Our relationship is more of a balanced friendship now, and she is still there for me for the big things. It taught me how to consult with myself or to chill and wait to talk with my therapist. It also gave me space to pursue my relationship without judgment. After individual and couples therapy, my relationship is stronger than ever. I love therapy. XO, and best of luck to the listener. I love hearing from the other side.
Yes, I think it's real. It's so valuable. Thank you so much. It's so helpful to hear.
So helpful. Thank you.
Yes. I also love therapy.
Therapy is great.
Dory, I wanted to suggest a piece of writing for people to read for the activity of the day.
I would love that. I love this essay.
You read this already?
I did, yes.
It is just a stunning piece of writing by Jessamyn Ward. It's called On Witness and Repair, A Personal Tragedy Followed by Pandemic. And it's in Vanity Fair. We will link to it. It's incredibly moving. Might want to like give yourself some time to read it and then think about it after. It's really beautiful. But it feels like a valuable piece of writing that everybody should read.
I agree. It's beautiful and sad. Yeah. And thank you for that suggestion, Kate.
Oh, you're welcome, Dory. Thank you for creating this space with me.
You're so welcome. Thanks for coming on that vacation.
I'm so glad we went, but I honestly want to go back right now. But I guess that's the whole point of vacationing.
Yeah. I mean, we can go back in a couple more episodes.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Dory. have we gone off the rails?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I'm okay. I'm okay with that. Who is on the rails right now?
Exactly.
Right? Like who
is? You got to be suspicious of someone who's on the rails.
I am. Off the rails all the way.
All right. Well, this was a pleasure. Thank you everyone for listening. We will be back in your ears on Wednesday.
Look forward to it. Bye.
Bye.